98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Doug and Wolf's Rush Hour Reboot. Rush Hour Reboot. Getting you up to speed on everything happening in sports this morning. Brought to you by your Valley Chevy dealers.
Here's how Rush Hour Reboot works. Maloney looks at all the stories of the evening and all the stories of the morning and presents them to you, and Wolf and I react in a rapid-fire way. But there's always a lot of Steve Keim reaction after a Friday, or on a Friday, because this is the only place you can hear Steve Keim.
So you guys just had on the Cardinals GM, but Bear, you know what the top story of the day is.
We actually did Loverboy at the top of an hour.
Yeah. Hour number three of the Doug and Wolf Show.
My name's Doug. You're Wolf.
I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a weird, weird morning for me. Punch it.
Flash the pitchfork straight at our good friend Mike Leach.
I mean, this is so weird right here that we're actually doing it at 8:06 during the Rush Hour reboot.
Where it belongs.
Okay, but and also, before we get to Steve Keim, the athletic Sham Sharania, he's reporting the Suns have picked up third-year options on 2018 number one overall pick DeAndre Ayton and forward Mikal Bridges.
You know what? The Bridges thing, this kid works. This kid works really, really hard. DeAndre Ayton, if I'm the Suns, all I do is play Zion reruns in this young man's head. When I send him plays, it's Zion running the plays. Be like Z.
No, the only thing I want to see is Monty Williams. You want a piece of my heart? Just continue to walk up on DeAndre Ayton and ask him, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
that's all I want from him.
Do you see Zion?
Just no. I forget about Zion. Just talking about no. Just whatever it is that DeAndre Ayton is doing, I want Monty Williams to walk up to him and say, what are you doing? All right? Just hold him accountable at all costs. And he'll get better.
So the Cards are getting ready for the Falcons on Sunday. But before we get to week six, what was it like to get the win in week five, Steve Keim?
Well, you know, I just think from a team standpoint, you'd like to think that it instills a little more confidence in the locker room and throughout the building. And
do you think that getting that first win can give the Cardinals a little bit more momentum heading into week six?
There's no doubt about it, man. Just listening to Chase Edmonds last night on the Big Red Rage. You should have heard Chase Edmonds. He riffed on this thing for about 2 minutes talking about that one win and how they won it. The last 2 minutes and Kyler Murray going out there and taking his team down the field to be able to kick a field goal and win a game. Do you know how important that is? You hear me talk about it all the time, Basin Orleans, how offensive football provides hope to a football team. That's exactly what happened with Kyler Murray in Cincinnati in that defense as well. Hope to a football team. Now, let's see if they can get number two.
Yes, it did add confidence, but here's the thing. It added confidence because it shows you're not the Bengals, and that's what they needed to find out. Number two, Chase Edmonds got to talk for 2 straight minutes with you on a show?
Yes.
Wow.
He riffed, too.
So what's the status of David Johnson for Sunday against the Falcons?
Well, I'm encouraged by sort of his rehab this week and talked to him at length yesterday. So I think he feels pretty good. And like I said, I'm not 100% sure, but certainly encouraged.
Okay, so not 100% sure, but that sounds pretty dang close. I was pretty confident.
I don't like being sucked in. I feel like I'm getting sucked in here. I don't like getting sucked in. I think he's answering that question for the Atlanta Falcons to make them think David Johnson's going to play, get ready. But I admit, I'm falling into the trap. He didn't sell it well if he's trying to fool Atlanta. He sounded positive, and if he doesn't play, great job, Steve Keim, throwing us under the bus in honor of fooling Atlanta.
Although not having David Johnson impacts the game plan in a big, big way right there. It also impacts Dan Quinn and the Atlanta Falcons' game plan in regard to stopping David Johnson when he's out there on the field. I have total confidence in Chase Edmonds. Total confidence in this kid. If David Johnson cannot play, I got confidence in Chase Edmonds. I don't think the offense changes greatly.
So we're heading into week six, and Andy Isabella has yet to get a target. Why?
Well, I mean, personally, I think, some of it's on him in terms of becoming a better route runner, becoming more consistent catching the football, but at the same time, you know, opportunity.
What do you want to see from Andy Isabella this week?
Honestly, a target would be nice. Getting a target right there, hopefully a reception as well. I think, we're coming up on the halfway point of the season right now, Basinonians, and I can tell you that most rookies, they are stunted. There's no doubt about it in September. Stunted their growth. Because now suddenly everything changes. When you put the silks on, you go out, and you actually start playing games, everything changes. It's a completely different speed than what you saw in preseason. A completely different intensity level than what you saw in preseason. But right now, October, when rookies aren't making that adjustment into October, that's when you start to become concerned.
I think this is a developing story here in a big way. Listen, if you watch college football, DK Metcalf is a guy that was a physical freak, that when he made plays, it blew you away and you said, I want that guy. But then when you watch every Ole Miss game and you see how he would disappear in big games and you were wondering, wait, why are you afraid of this little corner? Why don't you fight him for the ball? There were definite questions. Talent-wise, why do you think he's a first-round pick? Why do you think he got drafted at the end of the second round?
Yeah.
He didn't do enough. Yet, you do take a chance as an organization. When you're the general manager and you take a guy from UMass two spots ahead of DK Metcalf, you better get it right. Right now, it's 12 receptions to zero, two touchdowns to zero. And as Wolf said, that's gone on long enough now.
Yeah.
I don't care whose fault it is, but right now, that's a mistake until Andy Isabella, Cliff Kingsbury, Kyler Murray, or somebody fixes it.
The only thing I would say about that is you got Russell Wilson throwing the ball to DK Metcalf right now. He's been targeted 26 times with 12 receptions, and he's got drops.
Yeah, no doubt. There's issues there. But he's still got 12 more.
He's got two touchdowns.
Than Andy Isabella does right now.